News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaed the Justice Department for files in the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. It's part of a congressional probe lawmakers believe may show links to President Trump and other former top officials. Police say a man wanted for the killings of four members of a family in Tennessee is now in custody. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting at a wider military action in Gaza, but former Israeli army and intelligence chiefs are calling for an end to the nearly 22-month-old war. The fighting in Gaza continues.
Palestinians gather at the Nasser Hospital to perform funeral prayers for the victims who lost their lives seeking aid in the war-battered Gaza enclave. Amid tears and exhaustion, grieving Palestinians bid farewell to their loved ones. Mariam Abu Hatab from Khan Yunis says the children are dying. It's been 2 years. Palestinian men pray as the bodies of dead aid seekers were lined up in the yard amid screams and wails of mourning mothers. Ekrem Nasur, who lost her son as he went to seek aid from near the Morag corridor, says he was hit by a strike that cut him in half. She says, "The entire world's watching. They're watching our patience, our strength, and our faith in God. But we no longer have the power to endure." I'm Charles DeLethesma.
A massive wildfire is threatening homes in central California. The Gifford Fire is burning around Los Padres National Forest. Don Fragulia is with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection.
It's smoked out. We can't really see that with the aircraft. We're using our infrared capabilities, try to see what's going on in here. We know that this fire has potential to continue to move to the south.
Three people have been injured. A new report from the Coast Guard says the deadly Titan deep-sea submersible disaster was the result of preventable safety failures and deliberate efforts to avoid oversight. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is holding steadier following a seesaw ride over the past few days. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is coming off its best day since May, which followed its worst day since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 131 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. The market is getting some support from building hopes for an interest rate cut next month. Several big companies are also turning in profit reports for the latest quarter that beat estimates. Palantir Technologies rose 8.5%. The provider of artificial intelligence platforms reported stronger than expected results. Seth Sutel, New York.
Authorities in Iran ordered government offices and banks across much of the country to close tomorrow as surging summer temperatures and a worsening water crisis strain the power grid. Iran hopes to ease electricity and water demand. More information at apnews.com. Ed Donahue, AP News.